do you feel?
I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time! Even the ugly ones!
This show is fucked up.
I hope you're sure happy it's Tuesday.
In the wine cellar. Maybe. In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right. No video for this one. Straight to the podcast audio. All right. And it is a late morning wine cellar, 6:38 a.m. Some folks know typically if you tune into the morning wine cellar, it's going to be about like 3:15 a.m. to 3:30 a.m., somewhere around there, 4 a.m. But this one is 6:38 a.m., October 30th, 2018. On this morning wine cellar, straight audio again, Facebook Live, not acting right. And YouTube, still figuring that whole deal out. All right, and Phoenix Kalita is on the joint.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, it's a little bit of what's going on. Very colorful and tattooed individual that is apparently based out of Brooklyn that raped a 13-year-old girl on video. Oh, and then Jesus. Went on to get paid to do performances with whatever costume he has on and calls himself Tekashi69, is sentenced to 4 years probation because when you rape little black girls on video, you get to be famous and have 4 years probation because why stop you from going out doing famous rich things?
Isn't that guy on tour with Nicki Minaj right now?
Well, yeah, but they're, you know, he reminds her of her brother, so she'd kind of like to keep him around. You know, it's a family thing. All right? Elderly white woman calls the police fellers on a Latinx individual sitting in a car with a baby, because pro-life. I got to find out her real name. Okay, folks. Grow the fuck up. Her name is not South Park Susan. But she makes $100,000 a year and lives in an apartment that only costs $1,100 a month. I don't know how that happened. But the fact that we can afford to be her neighbor makes me wonder if that's how much she makes. And also, to her own account, she's hot and white and wants to know why you're doing this. Why these colored Negro women are in the parking lot of the apartment complex that they live in. How dare.
Her name is Susan Westwood, by the way.
Oh, fuck. Her name actually is Susan.
Yes.
Susan Westwood.
Correct.
All right. Outstanding.
And she's been fired.
See, now what? Now, okay. Oh, let's take a look here. What the fuck does she get fired from? Let's take a look.
Let me see if I can find it.
This news outlet is called WCCB. Oh. Charlotte, what up?
Oh, I didn't know if you had it. I was going to give it to you.
Oh, you have the same one?
I have one on from Daily Dot.
Okay, it might be more reliable. The one I have has, I got the 404 deal.
Oh, all right. So this, according to Daily Dot, Woodward worked for Spectrum Enterprise and was fired from a $125,000 a year job. According to Charter Communications spokesperson Patrick Paterno, which delivered a statement to The Observer on Sunday, Westwood exhibited, quote, a blatant violation of Charter's code of conduct and clearly disregarded the company's commitment to inclusion and respectful behavior. As such, Ms. Westwood's employment with the company has been terminated effective immediately.
I don't understand, because what I understand, I've been an adult for some time.
Yeah.
And I've had to live in places. Mm. And when you're paying $1,100 a month these days for somewhere to live, all right, we're not talking about when I was first an adult, where I had a very nice, cute, adorable little clean apartment for $505 a month in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But that was 2002. Maybe, all right.
Maybe
right.
She was just like super drunk and meant
$11,000? $11,000 a month?
I don't know.
Then I could imagine.
Or maybe she just couldn't get whatever the number was. Maybe she just couldn't get it out. Maybe it was $2,000 a month. I don't know.
Maybe. Okay, if it's $2,000 a month and you're renting, like, it's probably pretty fucking crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's damn near double what we're paying. Yeah, it's probably pretty fucking crispy. If that's what it was. Because she did seem a little hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Numbers don't necessarily make sense when you're drunk.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
And, your homegirl, Kellyanne Conway, was over there on the Fox News, the morning Fox and Friends. And she had words to say about folks running around.
By the way, Ainsley, and I know you understand this very well, the anti-religiosity in this country, that it's somehow in vogue and funny to make fun of anybody of faith, to constantly be making fun of people who express religion, the late night comedians, the unfunny people on TV shows. It's always anti-religious. And remember, these people were gunned down in their place of worship,
right,
as were the people in South Carolina several years ago. Mm-hmm. And they were there because they're people of faith, and it's that faith that needs to bring us together. This is no time to be driving right. God out of the public square. Right. No time to be making fun of people. That's right.
That is fucking consistent, because that is what they said about Dylan Roof. Fox News, they went up and said this is an attack on religion.
Right.
That Dylan Roof just fucking hates Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Enter and esting. All right. apparently, 50 Cent... let me think. What? When 50 Cent cracked off, he was 26, right, in 2003. So you push it forward to 2013, that would make him 36. 5 years later to 2018, so Nigga Loke is about 41,
mm-hmm,
and still doing and still fucking with Ja Rule. At this, he's just fucking with him. Nigga bought out like the first couple of rows of his concert ticket seats, and just so that they would be empty.
Which is like, I still think my favorite take about this was somebody's like, but being petty is a female thing, huh? Like, that's where I'm at with it.
Is petty that, like, that's just me. That's bully. Like, that's on, but then that's also consistent with what the hell he said he was gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been an asshole.
Yeah, that's...
Which, I guess my thing then is, like, for all the, obsession with, like, your canceled culture, how come y'all niggas just stop fucking boycott his fucking show?
If you go anyway, like, people always want to cancel shit of which they're not the target audience.
No, a lot of people who think he's an asshole watch his TV show.
He has a TV show?
50 Cent? Yeah, it's like called Power or something. I ain't seen it.
I thought he just produced it. Or
I thought he was on it.
Oh.
Either way.
I don't know. Well, let me see the numbers of the people that are canceling it that actually
watched it in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, or even have Showtime. It's on Showtime or Stars or one of those stations. Look, fact is, we're the proletariat. We don't cancel shit. But, and then also, wait, so are you Ja Rule fans or something? Also?
No, they just don't like 50.
Did you not think that he would do this?
honestly, people have like fucking goldfish memory and they forget shit. And they're like, oh yeah, you gotta fucking, hey, remember that time? And you remember that time? And you remember that? And it's like, oh yeah.
No. They're like that fucker on Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Dory. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, 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 swimming.
Yeah, that's 50's old goofy ass. Like, what he did to Ja Rule, I'm not for or against it, because this is the other goofy ass part. It's kind of like what Snoop Dogg said about Calvin Butts. Like, yeah, you destroyed it, but you still bought it. I still got paid. Like, you bought my album to Running Over with a Steamroller. I still got my check. White farmers prepare for war as they fight to keep land stolen from black South Africans. That's over on the Atlanta Black Star. They have some decent posts, but I'm wary of, because they're going to skew in a way. I'm a propagandist, and they are also propagandists. Mm-hmm. But they're propagandists in the Children of Welsing direction.
Yeah.
Like, more black conservatives against white supremacy is where they lean at over at the Atlanta Black Star. Actually, that nigga Gus T. Renegade gets published there.
Ew.
Yeah. I hate bicycle thieves, but this guy's kind of interesting. A man charged after 83 stolen bicycles discovered on his property. That's just what he does.
Okay.
All right. And what the hell is this here? I just have a whole bunch of stuff. I like, this is damn near like just an all headlines episode because I scroll and I click save. Like, my Facebook saved thing is like every once in a while Facebook just gives me a notification like, motherfucker, you have 50 unopened saves. What's your deal? And I'm like, go fuck yourself, Facebook. Okay, I'm busy. Busy, damn it. And it's on the Friendly Atheist. I also, an outlet I don't typically go to because, you know, they're the Tom and Cecil type. They're the white dude academic, hey, we just need to talk to everybody motherfuckers. You know, the kind of people that are like, just because someone disagrees with you doesn't make them evil type of motherfuckers. And the irony that those are two very soft white dudes from and in the suburbs, but they make fun of Antifa throwing a punch. And it's like, nigga, let's see you throw one.
Right.
Come on, stand up and chuck them. Caesar Sayoc? Soyak?
Sayoc, I think.
Sayoc?
Yeah.
So, the suspected MAGA bomber. Who sent pipe bombs to dozens of Trump's critics. This is by the Friendly Atheist blog. He once told his lesbian boss, Deborah Gagarin, that he would burn her. This is on the CNN.
Up front for us now is Deborah Gagarin. She's the general manager of New River Pizza and Fresh Kitchen in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where Sayoc worked as a delivery driver for several months until he quit in January. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Wait, so he worked in a pizza shop.
Yeah.
You realize we could kind of sell out in a fucked up comedic way.
Mm-hmm.
Just deliberately start a whole new feed. Don't say our real names on it. They like that.
Mm-hmm.
And call it the Black QAnon.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, right? The Black QAnon.
Mm-hmm.
And just appeal to them and say shit like, because you, the thing is, these conspiracy theory motherfuckers, they're emotional.
Yeah.
I'm creative, so I can take their emotional shit farther than they can, because they get emotional and they jump to a conclusion.
Right.
I get creative and I can expand on that conclusion. So this so-called MAGA bomber.
Yes.
So-called. I mean, none of them exploded, so clearly not bombs. Bombs explode, to my understanding, okay? But, you know, the deep state's going to tell you that. You know, I'd start out the program like that, and then I'd be like, oh, so he worked in a pizza gate parlor. Really?
Hmm.
Should we be surprised that the dim plant by Barack O. Sanders, Bernie Clinton. Like, man, yeah. That shit, that's fucking easy. Fucking easy.
really amazing circumstances that I'm speaking to you under. He worked with you until January. What did you?
I don't know. She should have went with amazing circumstances. Even fantastical would be. Yeah, nah, I don't know. Yeah.
Think, Deborah, when you heard him named today.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. My hair stood up. I knew he had issues. He really was not. He definitely beat to the beat of his own drum. He was anti-gay, anti-black, anti-Jewish, you name it. Everybody that really wasn't white and wasn't a white supremacist didn't belong in the world. That's what he used to say to me all the time. But I really was shell-shocked when I found out it was him. I really couldn't believe it because...
I like that. Like, she's clearly old enough to know how to use shell-shocked, but she just kind of threw that one out there.
It is, but it's also like, really, the guy who's... I hate the gays, I hate the Jews, I hate the blacks, I hate everyone, I'm a very hateful person, I let everybody know I'm a hateful person, because I have hateful rhetoric, and I'm hateful all the time, and I talk about horrible things, and horrible people, and all the time, and you're what? You're shocked he did something about it? Like, y'all niggas will give a white person, or a white passing person, the benefit of the doubt until you're bleeding out because they shot you, I swear to fuck.
Ah.
Ugh.
I just go ahead.
Deborah, it almost sounds like two different people. I mean, you're talking about an employee who shows up on time, who was, as you said, cordial, but he had issues. I mean, and when you talk about the things that he's spouting, clearly he had issues. Was he violent?
Not at all. There was no violence at all. I mean, he made it a point. He knew I was a lesbian and a very proud lesbian. And he made it a point to tell me that, you know, God had made a mistake with me and that I should burn in hell. And
he
along
would
with
just
my
say
other
that to
black
you, just
friends,
straight to your
or,
face.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. But my mother brought me up to always, you know, believe the best in people, you know, and turn the other cheek. And I've had people not like me because I've been gay. And to me, I didn't have to go home with him. He was not a friend of mine. I just hired him. He did his job, and that's how I looked at it. You know, I didn't, you know, accept.
Hey. Nazis are just people doing their jobs.
Nazis are just they feel this to feel. Well, again, though, so the guy who said God made a mistake with you, you should burn in hell. You're kidding me. You didn't see it coming that that guy might maybe do something violent at some point. Really?
No. Why would he? He wouldn't. That's the thing. He wouldn't, and he didn't, because none of the bombs blew up.
Okay, William.
Gee whiz. Gee, schmilliker. And then, there's another one, looking at CNN here. And I just grabbed this just because Jefferson, Jim Crow Jeff, Beauregard Sessions III, his voice matches his face so perfect that it amuses the living shit out of me. Ooh, excuse. So he is on the CNN, and he's talking about the bomb, the Dems.
Though we're still analyzing the devices in our laboratory.
This is not Jefferson Beauregard.
These are not hoax devices. I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Cesar Sayoc. There is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of two different IEDs.
He has been charged today with five federal crimes.
He is onomatopoeia walking and living. That name, that face, that voice, Jim Crow Jeff.
He has been charged today with five federal crimes, including interstate transportation of an explosive, illegal mailing of explosives, threats against former presidents and certain other persons, threatening interstate communications, and assaulting current and former federal officers. For these charges, the defendant faces up to 58 years in prison. These charges may...
Even funnier in this fucking clip... is they have his van up on a tow truck, the van with all the sticky stickers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they put tarp around the van but they're on a freeway highway, and they're going fast, so it's making the van look like a hero in a cape flying down the street. It is amusing as shit, folks. This shit is funny.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, on CNN.com, Clinton's Obama suspicious packages, Jim Crow Jeff. You can find it. It's funny as shit. That thing just flapping on that van. The van just looking like... And you know what? Is that not a hero of the alt-right? A white van with some stickers on it being carried, yes, like a king in a chariot. A fucking gussied up creepster van.
Yeah, gussied up creepster van.
That's what it is. These motherfuckers over at North Carolina cutting benefits to transgender individuals.
Mm.
And from what I'm understanding here, it's like, I don't remember if I read it or if I heard it in audio, but, you know, somebody was talking about, they were like, fucking, it's definitely, like, it's beyond, you know, I say transphobia a lot, irrational, illogical fear of trans people, but, like, this is anti-trans, and this is not antagonism, this is an attack, like, this is a medical attack. Because as a cis male, I can go up to the doctor fellers and be like, hey man, give me some of them testosterized hormones. I'm not man enough. I want to be more man. Bear ain't doing it. Come on. And then the doctor fellers going to be like, hell yeah, we're going to give you some them testosterizers. Come on.
What?
Come on, son.
What?
And they're going to be like, you know what? You know what? I respect you as a man so much. You could put your man balls on my clipboard, son. That's how doctors talk. I go to doctors all the time. I'm very medical.
No, you don't.
I'm a heavily medical person.
What?
I have the best meds.
You don't have any meds. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, I got like Neosporin that's expired. I gotta throw my Neosporin expired today. But So yeah, I have the best meds, but that, like, as a cis man, I can go fucking do that. A cis woman, right? I don't know if you have to wait till the menopause or whatever, because, you know, being a woman's a pre-existing condition, so it's going to be a little harder for a woman to get something, because men fellers don't isbe want woman to have stuff, but correct. A cis woman can access, was it estrogen? Or what exactly, which one is it? Progesterone?
You take progesterone as in birth control, if that's what you're referring to.
Oh, yeah, nah, we don't use that, no.
No, birth control's silly, no. Nobody needs that.
We don't protest tyrones or whatever, what's
it called? Yeah, and estrogen is also in it. You need estrogen after you go through menopause, yeah.
Word. Yeah, so, and they can go access that, but they're not letting the trans homies have it.
Yeah.
So that's a medical attack. That's medically violent.
Mm-hmm.
And we might hear more about that when we get Maddie Stump on the program later. Phoenix Kalita is going to be down at the workplace laboring away and whatnot, taking kids to school and shit, smacking pumpkins, smashing pumpkins even at times.
They have a new album out, but I don't want to listen to it because the lead singer is a Republican.
And Jesus Christ. So is Adam Sandler, which totally makes you understand the Billy Madison character better. And, folks, I tried to beat Tariq Nasheed to it, even though he has a way bigger audience and it doesn't matter if I beat him to it, but, the black teenager that was calling herself white on the Dr. Phil program, and I was like, I want to get to it before the Tariq Nasheed niggas and the Jason Black niggas and all them fools start screaming bedwinch, bedwinch. But apparently, as I'm recording it, thinking I'm beating him to it, he had already recorded about it just like 6 or 7 hours before I did. He had just fucking beat me to it. And, but then, you know, what, like 36, 24 hours later?
Yeah.
Shots come up from her Facebook deal from what? Just like 2 years ago or so, right?
Yeah.
Where she was talking about police brutality against us, black people, us, black people. So now I'm wondering, did the Dr. Phil production staff, like, is truth not stranger than fiction? Like, they had to cook up some goofy-ass story and pay some poor niggas to come up here and act a damn fool?
Let me see if I can find it. I guess her sister is speaking out now and saying some shit like the whole thing is a hoax and the mom is orchestrating it for money. And said something about like CPS was like trying to find her mom or some shit.
The fuck?
Let's see. So yeah. Treasure's mother, Monique Richards, and her brother Kendall Richards appeared on the show to seek help for their family member. At the top of the show, Monique took some of the blame because of the biological father situation. In an exclusive interview with Essence, Nina, the other sister who's 25 years old, Nina Richards, is now speaking out against the lies her family had on the Dr. Phil show, how Treasure and her mother only appeared on the show for a free trip and to become a meme. I knew they were going to LA, said Nina, but I didn't know what it was about. They told us they weren't allowed to say what the show was about. I thought she had actually done something in real life. And by real life, Nina means Treasure is currently on the run after... And by real life, Nina means that Treasure is currently on the run from Michigan's Child Protective Services after dropping out of school and becoming a ward of the state.
Ooh.
Huh. Treasure stopped going to school for a long time. She's into lots of craziness. That's a direct quote. Yeah. She puts herself out there and has all these hustles. She's banned from CVS. She's done a lot.
Shit.
Okay.
Damn. And you gotta think, she's doing all these hustles and shit because apparently life is not generally going well for her, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would guess the same thing. So,
yeah,
but you know what? She's got that light skin privilege, so it's all gonna work out.
Huh. Yeah.
I get this light skin privilege, but some niggas be fucking illin'. And I'm gonna mock you. All right. Well, what the holy hell darn else is going on, Miss Colored Ma'am? Is that about it, or do you got some more gangster shit?
I mean, I don't know. I still have an entire thread. I don't know what you want to do.
Dig something out of your thread, and we'll wrap this gosh darn thing up. It's Morning Wine Cellar. There are no rules.
What?
There's no rules in the Morning Wine Cellar.
You need rules in life, William.
Not in the Morning Wine Cellar, we don't.
You need rules in life.
Fuck no.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
On the Morning Wine Cellar, you can literally just push multiple buttons on the soundboard at the same time because it's the Morning Wine Cellar. It doesn't matter.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R.
It's Free Thought Thursday.
Tomorrow Monday.
In the Wine Cellar.
You are in the Wine Cellar.
Pharrell is suing Trump.
Baby, why are you trying to give me a glass?
Who?
Just give me that bottle.
Cruella DeVille is suing Donald Trump?
Pharrell, nigga.
What for?
Pharrell. Because apparently Trump was using his one of his songs at his rallies.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Pharrell is suing him. Pharrell has not and will not grant you permission to publicly perform or otherwise broadcast or disseminate any of his music, reads a letter from the R&B's lawyer, Howard King.
Huh.
Yeah, that's just funny to me.
All right. But I guess that's that's such a regular thing with Republicans. Like, Republicans really don't know that people in the arts probably don't like them.
Oh, I see why. Okay. On the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged, quote, nationalist, you played the song Happy to a crowd at a political event in Indiana. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted on our country, and you have no permission, and no permission was granted for you to use this song for your purpose.
Shit. All right, bro. I mean, you still look pretty coony on that, performance award show. When you're dressed in that bellhop joint, but you know, I guess you're stepping out the coon suit and flexing on Trump still skin a wee bitty bit.
Yeah.
You know? But again, that's his light skin privilege. That's why Kanye West is more dedicated cooning because he's dark skinned and we're afraid and we're just like, oh no, Massa Trump is gonna get us. And then Pharrell's a light skinned savior.
He's rescuing the dark skinned niggas.
Yes. That's all he's been doing the whole time. Didn't he help get the clips on with those beats?
Yes.
Uh-huh. See? That's all he's been doing.
Okay.
Whole life. Right? Like he made that beat for Snoop Dogg for the song Beautiful that Snoop wrote about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's what's going on. You hating.
He works with Missy Elliott a lot, so.
Bam! See, these are the facts. We're deliberately leaving out the names of all the light-skinned niggas he's worked with. That's also a fact.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj are feuding. I don't know. Apparently, Cardi B allegedly got her ass beat. I don't know. Like, I can't, you know what is irritating me? People think this shit is real. Like, they're, like, they really have beef.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, this is not like 90s rappers where, like, you peel back the layers of the beef and DJ Quick was a fucking Treetop Piru Blood and MC8 was a Track New Park Crip. That's a real beef. Like, they really have a fucking problem. And niggas actually died. Like, when you get into the stories, niggas actually died behind them shits. And that's what always made me look at niggas sideways when I was a teenager, because I'm reading these stories and, you know, staying up on it. But then some older nigga, one of these Generation X niggas, and sometimes one of these boomers, is like, oh, those rappers are just doing it for record sales. Really? Because some nigga just got shot in Atlanta behind it. But, you know, fuck it. Fuck record facts.
Yeah, no, it's just, like, funny to me, because, like, that's the thing, because both of them sort of have, like, part of their image is, like, I'm a hardcore, like, badass from New York City, but you've been having, like, a year-long beef with a nigga, and ain't nobody got touched, nobody got they ass whooped, nobody, like, just, you just yell at each other through, you know, like, you passive-aggressively talk about each other through interviews and sometimes throw a shoe at someone. That's your fucking beef.
And they're really playing off that idea that the world is still as big as it used to be, and New York was this wild place that was scary but exciting looking. Nah, nigga. We have Facebook pages called People of New York. We know how dorky and boring you all are now.
Which is, I think, honestly, my favorite thing about Cardi. She's allegedly a blood. Bardi B, allegedly a blood. Like, you... It's been a year. This is...
So folks that tune into this program know that we're already pro-sex workers' rights and whatnot. But, if you a gangbanging blood, you're not also a stripper. that's real. Like, if you're in the streets gangbanging blood, you're too busy getting money off of whatever your dealings are in the streets. Like, strip club money ain't no damn money to you. And like, in that context of, like, slut shaming and whatnot, you can't be up on stage naked dancing and then go back on the block and be respected. Like, on that slut shaming shit, that's not gonna happen. That's not how gangbanging works. Fake blood to the core.
But no, she's a real blood, and she's gonna, like, run up on Nikki, like, any day. Like, run up for real, for real.
For real.
And we gonna learn about them bloody shoes, like... For real, for real. Like, oh, she's Jesus. Angry and she's mad and, like, Nikki talking shit and shit, and, like, Cardi gonna run up and it's gonna be a situation because Cardi is a blood, nigga.
All right, the hardness that those two have access to is capitalistic. Which one can afford more goons is really all it comes down to if they had an actual
nigga,
beef.
They don't even have to afford goons because they only act up in public anyway.
Oh, when there's a camera on,
yes.
Somehow.
Like, you don't even need... It's not like anybody's running up, like, in your fucking house and shit. This is like, what, at the fucking Met event? Like, y'all acted up at an event that had its own security.
Yeah. Because they wanted the security to see how dangerous they are. Okay? Don't know about you. Like, I've seen them... I actually don't know what the fuck they look like. They're the kind of faces, like, I see and I keep scrolling because I don't give a damn. But fucking, nah, and that's something else, like, I see, like, and this is kind of adjacent to it, is these petty bourgeois Facebook niggas, some of them proletariat, but I see these petty, like, these academic niggas and shit. These two-parent household, two-income households, how they grew up niggas.
Yes.
And then me and Facebook talking about, unpopular post and then say something popular and then be like, fight me. Or the grossest one they say is pull up. You've never seen a drive-by, nigga. You don't know what the fuck pull up is. You do not want to just randomly invite people to do a pull up.
I made the Twitter thread and people got mad about it because I said that same thing. Like, that's the thing. Now everybody has, like, two C's in everything they do. Thick, two C's, black, two C's. And I'm like, if I see that in your profile, I'm going to have expectations when I scroll your timeline.
Yeah.
Like, and if you don't meet my expectations, I don't know if there's, like, a term for, like, intracultural appropriation, but that's what the fuck you're doing. And it's just like funny to me because these same people say that shit, but it's like, have you ever seen anybody like murdered in real time? If you haven't, you need to stop.
Yeah, you're not Crips. Like just how that fake Bloods over there in New York, you're fake Crips on Facebook. I understand that the Facebook layout is blue. That doesn't mean you got put on the set when you made an account.
It's on the Facebook set.
Shit.
It's on the Zuck set.
How do you even throw up a Z? Thank goodness we're not on video because I would actually try.
Oh, it's how you like, it's like like an elongated Tinder swipe across your phone screen. You don't actually use your fingers to make a Z. You just swipe it, William. You swipe it across the screen.
Oh, so you're swiping left and right because you playing both sides, you fake gangster. Shut up, these niggas, man. Oh, shit. Morning Wine Cellar, October 30th, 2018. Yeah, right, that should be that.
Yeah.
paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and Maddie Stump coming on later today. I am on vacation days from work, so it's going to be a little bit more Wine Cellar than usual fied. All right. Yes.
Oh, and I think I'm going on someone else's show, and we are going to follow up with the Chagos story, which I don't know if y'all heard that last time. I will share the links around. It was an island around Mauritius, which is kind of like in the middle of like the Indian Ocean, kind of like between Africa and India. And Britain just came and colonized the fuck out of Chagos.
Really?
And yeah, I know, right? They're like, hey, we own it now. Yeah, surprise! And then they were like, hey, you know what would really be awesome? If we took this land that we stole from the people of Chagos and gave it to America to build a military base on. That would be amazing. So all y'all niggas gotta get the fuck out. So they forcefully deported everybody from Chagos to surrounding countries. And then, like, since then, everyone's been getting treated like shit, obviously, because they were seen as, like, immigrants and outsiders and so on and so forth. So we already did an interview with a Chagosian person who's now living in the UK fighting for rights from people of Chagos, and we're doing another interview I think on Friday with another person from Chagos, so I will share the links around. It's I mean, horrible in every way that capitalism and white supremacy and colonialism and imperialism is awful, but also incredibly interesting and a story that should be told.
Yeah, so invading some shit and then turning it into America, that's so Britain. That is very Britain. And the name of that program is Historic Lee.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's historic and then, like, apostrophe Lee. It's either apostrophe or dot.
I believe it was, like, dot L-Y. Like,
okay.
Historic.ly.
Okay. Historic.ly, as you heard from Phoenix McCallita Woman. And the ho Esha? One of the hosts' names?
Esha, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find her on Twitter at Esha Legal.
Yeah, so I shared some of her tweets over to the Facebooks, and also, like, I subscribe to the program, and I like hearing Esher talk. Like, she flies right in at you. It's like Madea Benjamin. Like, if you listen to a program like this, you probably know who Madea Benjamin is, Code Pink. And she goes and protests niggas, and she be speaking the fuck up, and that's how Esha talks. Esha is like, she's at Madea Benjamin pace and energy at all times. All right, that should be that. WineCellarMedia.com. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.